morning we have the privilege of having Pastor Henry bring the word to us.
今天早上我们很荣幸请到这个 Henry 牧师在我们中间有没有分享。
He was at CT a long time ago, and we're glad to have him back.
他原来在很久以前也在我们的教会中间。那今天我们将他请回到我们中间来。
That was it.
就这些了吗？
Okay, well, it's nice to be here.
很开心能够到这边。
So I was at CT from 1997 to 2009.
我原来在这个教堂是从1997年到2009年。
So it's nice to kind of be back home.
所以我觉得很好能够再次回到我们中间。
And see some kind of familiar faces.
我也看到我们中间有一些我比较熟悉的脸孔。
And so for those of you who know me, you're probably thinking one thing in your head.
所以我们中间如果有认识我的话，你可能脑袋中间已经在想一件事情。
How does he stay so good looking all these years?
二十年过去，为什么还看起来这么的好看？
No, I'm kidding. I'm really very humble.
我在开玩笑，我其实是很谦卑的。
That's right, that's right.
是真的，是真的。
So I think it's always a privilege to bring God's word to His people.
我想这永远都是我们的荣幸，叫神的话能够带在我们中间。
And I do consider CT sort of my home church.
我确实把我们的教会当成我的母教会。
You know, so it's sort of extra special to be able to come back and share God's word.
所以我觉得今天是尤为特殊，叫我们能够继续在我们中间将神的话。
You know, so I thank you for inviting me and just for the privilege, you know, to be here with you.
So 我也觉得很荣幸，也很感谢你们邀请我在我们中间。
So let me start us off with a word of prayer.
所以我想一开始我们仍然有一些的祷告。
Father God, we are thankful, Lord, for your grace.
天父，我们感谢你自己的恩典。
God, it's a grace that pursues us and never lets us go.
主，因为你自己的恩典追随着我们。永远不让我们走。
It's a grace that comes after us, even when we don't know it.
主，因为这样的恩典一直追随着我们，即使我们对它并不了解。
Yeah, especially when we don't understand that we need it.
特别是当我们仍然不知道我们需要它的时候。
And so, God, I thank you, Lord, that you've called each one of us, Lord, to be your sons and daughters.
主，因为是你自己的呼召，叫我们成为你自己的儿子和女儿。
And we want to come before you this morning, and we want to learn from you, Lord.
主啊，我们今天早上来到你面前，我们想要更多的知道你。
And we pray for your Holy Spirit, God, just do the work of teaching us.
主啊，我们也求你自己的圣灵在我们中间能够教导我们。
Let us let what we know, God, in our heads come down to our hearts this morning.
叫今天早上叫我们在脑袋里面所知道的，能够成为我们心里面所知道的。
You know, so we commit this time and commit ourselves now into your hands.
主啊，所以将我们早上的时间和我们自己能够交托在你手上。
I pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Okay, so my style of preaching is I like to tell stories.
我讲到的时候，总喜欢开始讲一些的故事。
And so one story I want to share with you was a trip that I took about 2 years ago visiting one of my friends.
所以我今天要讲的一个故事是在两年前我去看望我一个朋友。
And so some of you know this couple in Philadelphia.
我想在费城的这对夫妇，我们中间可能有一些人也知道。
So I'm referring to Stan and Roseanne.
所以
Stan and Roseanne.
所以我想要在这边再次跟大家说一下。
Yes, and so it was really fun kind of visiting them in their home.
我想再次去见他们的时候，我也觉得挺好玩的。
And so they have two daughters.
他们有两个女儿。
And so at that point in time, one of the, you know, there were 6 and 9.
在那个时候，一个是六岁，一个九岁。
And so since I don't see them that often, one of the things I did over the weekend was I would pull out my phone and take pictures and videos.
因为我跟他们并不是经常见面，所以当我们去见他的时候，我就拿手机出来拍照片，录一些视频。
You know, so on Saturday morning, they were like, Uncle Henry, we want to show you something.
所以那天他对我说，哎。Henry 叔叔，我想要给你看一些东西。
And so they wanted to show me their homemade slime.
所以他就把他自己做的一些橡皮泥拿出来给他看。
Yeah, so apparently that's a thing you can do. You can go online and figure out the recipe.
当然，你可以通过电脑上面，你可以找到制作它的方法。
And they weren't going to show me how they make it. They're showing me how they play with it.
当然，他不会告诉我怎样去做它，所以他想要告诉我怎样的玩它。
So it's not very interesting.
所以并不是很好玩。
But I think as an uncle, you have to sit there.
但是作为他们的叔叔，我就必须要跟他们坐在一块。
And so I pulled out my phone. I started recording them.
所以我就拿出我的手机，想要录制视频。
And so when the younger one realized that I was recording her, she started talking differently.
小的那一个女孩就看见我拿着手机。对着他们的时候，他就开始跟我讲话。
And so she started talking as if she had her own YouTube channel.
所以她跟我讲话，就好像她自己有她自己 YouTube 的一个频道。
Yeah, so she said like, "Welcome to my channel. Please hit the like button and subscribe."
所以她就开始说到，欢迎来到我的频道，请点击下方的按钮，并且订阅。
And I was like looking at my friends, like, "What are you teaching them?"
所以我看见我的朋友的时候，就说，哎，你到底是怎么教你的女儿的
？But I think she was just repeating what she has been hearing.
但是我想她只是在重复着她所听到的话。
She didn't really understand what she was saying.
她也不太明白她到底在讲什么。
But that's something that everyone on social media is trying to do, right?
但是这也是许多人在社交平台上面他们所做的事。
Everyone wants to get more followers.
因为他们都想要拿到更多的粉丝。
Right? Everyone wants to try to reach that 100,000 follower mark.
因为他们都想要达到这十万个粉丝的一个目标。
Right? Because then you can actually make money from it.
因为到那个时候你就可以靠着它赚钱了。
And so I just want to kind of give you an idea of how much sort of following people on social media is. It's a very big thing in our culture now.
所以我大概跟大家阐述一下在社交平台上面到底是怎么样的一个回事。
So I'm going to ask you how many people use Instagram?
我想问一下我们当中有多少人用 Instagram 照片
箱。Can you just raise your hand?
可以举手吗？
I can tell who the young people are now. Now,
我大概可以知道我们中间年轻人有哪些了。
But just to give an idea that this is, I'm going to give you a list of sort of the top people that are followed on Instagram.
所以我大概跟大家简单的了解一下这些用 Instagram 最高的这些人是谁。
Right, so the number one person, at least when I was looking into this, is a woman named Selena Gomez.
排名第一的呢是一个叫 Selena 的这个女的。
Right, so she's a singer in America.
她在美国当中是年纪比较大的。
And so she has 143 million followers.
她有1,430,000的粉丝。
Right, and number two is a soccer star.
第二名呢是一个足球的明星。
Cristiano Ronaldo from Brazil.
就是来自巴西的 C 罗。
So he has about 141 million followers.
她大概有1,420,000的粉丝。
And then kind of running out the top 10 is this guy named Justin Bieber.
然后到第十名的时候才是大家熟悉的 Justin Bieber.
Right, well, I'm not sure they're all familiar, but yeah, 102 million followers.
我不确定大家是不是都熟悉他，但他拥有超过1亿的粉丝。
But I want you to think about it, right? That means when Selena Gomez posts something on Instagram.
但是你可以想象，当 Selena 在她的照片墙上面发一些东西的时候。
That means 143 million people around the world are notified.
那就意味着全世界有1,430,000的人接收到信息通知。
Right. That's more than the population of United Kingdom and France added together.
这已经超过了英国和法国的所有人口的总数。
Right, so there's a lot of influence. She has a lot of influence.
所以她其实拥有一定的影响力了。
But the problem I have with people following someone on social media is this.
但是这些人在社交平台上面有许多粉丝的人，他们有一个问题。
It's that there is an illusion of a relationship. There's no real relationship there.
就是这些粉丝，他们与这个所跟随的这个人，他们拥有的一个只是在想象中的一个关系。
Right? You might know a little bit more about them, but they don't know anything about you.
你似乎对他们有一定的了解，但他们其实对你一点都不知道。
Right? So there's no connection. There's no relationship.
因为你们中间其实并没有任何的关系。
And I think the reason I bring that up is today we're called to follow Jesus.
所以我想今天早上我想要借着这跟大家讲一下我们要跟随耶稣。
But I think if we're honest with ourselves, our following of Jesus has sort of become following celebrities on social media.
但是我想很诚实的跟大家说，我们中间其实有很多人跟随耶稣，有一点像我们在跟随许多的名人。
And what I mean by that is we know, we make it following God about knowing facts about Him.
所以我们跟随神有点像是我们只是想要了解神关于他的一些事实。
Right, so maybe you learn a little bit more about who God is in a service.
所以我们只是在聚会中间了解到关于神的一些事实。
Right, where you learn about him in Bible study.
你可能在查经的中间认识有一些关于神的事
实。Or you know, through your fellowship time.
或者在团契的时候。
But it doesn't always translate into a deeper relationship with God.
但是这样的了解其实并不能够叫我们 能够与神产生一个更深的关系。
And what I want to remind us is that God, in revealing Himself to us, desires a deep and intimate response.
我想神他将真理启示给我们，是希望说我们与他能够建立一个个人并且亲密的关系。
Right? He's not going to test you on it. I feel like Chinese people, yes, we're always preparing for a test.
当然他不会给你一个测验。我们知道我们中国人很多时候很喜欢就给人一些测验。
No, God reveals Himself so that we can respond to Him in a relationship.
但是神启示他自己给我们是希望我们有一个关系的回应。
You know, and God shows how intentional and how desirous He is to reveal Himself to us.
所以他向他启示给我们，他拥有他实际上是有一个目的在里面的。
Right. So if you have your Bibles, look at verse 14 in chapter 1 of John.
所以如果我们有圣经，请翻开约翰福音第一章四十三节。
Right, it says, And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
他说道成了，这一章十四节啊，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And if you read the Gospels, what you see, Jesus, He shows us a side of God the Father that no one has ever seen before Him.
所以耶稣将父神显现给我们，是我们所没有看见过的。
Right, Jesus wept over Jerusalem.
他为着耶路撒冷哀哭。
You know, when he was about to leave, he prayed for his disciples.
当他要离开的时候，他为着他的门徒祷告。
Right, he cared for them.
因为他很关心他们。
You know, he was angry when they were going astray in the temple, right, when they're selling things.
因为我们记得他去圣殿的时候，他看见这些人他们离开神并且在圣里面卖东西的时候他很生气。
Right, so God has made the point to be personal and intimate with us.
所以神希望与我们建立一个个人并且亲密的关系。
You know, so this morning, God isn't calling for more Instagram followers.
所以今天早上神并不是为了要拿到更多的他照片
墙的粉丝。He's calling for disciples who will follow him, who will walk with him and know him.
他要的是跟随他的门徒能够来认识他。
And so this morning I want to look at what does it mean for us to follow Jesus.
所以今天早上跟大家分享到底跟随耶稣是什么意思呢？
And so I want to look at three points.
所以我有三个点跟大家分享。
You know, so if you have your Bibles, we're going to look at verses 35 and 36 at this point.
所以如果有圣经我们翻到35节和36节。
And let me just read it for us again.
我们一起来念。
And so, I'll read it.
我会念给大家听。
I like to hear my voice.
我想听到我自己的声音。
No, I'm kidding. The next day again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣行走，就说，看啊，这是神的羔羊。
Right, so we must ask, like, what does John mean by the Lamb of God?
所以我们必须要了解。这个使徒约翰所说的神的羔羊到底是什么意思呢？
Right, these two disciples that were with John must have been asking also, what do you mean that Jesus is the Lamb of God?
我想他的两个门徒也应该会问他同样的问题，你说这个神的羔羊到底是什么意思呢？
Right, so for the disciples, maybe they would have thought about the Lamb of God from Exodus.
我想当他的两个门徒听到的时候，他可能会想到这个出埃及记当中讲到了这个神的羔羊。
Right, so just to give you a little background of Exodus, the Israelites were slaves in Egypt.
我想给大家一些背景知识，就是说在那个时候，这个以色列人他们还是被奴的。
Right, so they were suffering and they cry out to God.
因为他们当时正在遭受欺压。
Right, and then God raised Moses to deliver them.
所以他们就所以神就兴起了摩西，想要救他们。
And so when Moses goes to Pharaoh, Pharaoh's like, I don't know your God.
所以当摩西来到法老面前的时候，法老就说，我根本就不认识你的神。
Right, and so God sends, you know, through Moses 10 plagues.
所以
so God used Moses to send 10 plagues on Egypt.
Okay. 所以神呢就借着摩西在以色列在埃及地行了十个十灾。
Right, and then the 10th plague was the death of the firstborn.
所以第十灾是讲到第十灾是降临到这个埃及人的这个首生的身上。
Right, and so to avoid that, God instructs Moses to tell his people, you need to sacrifice a lamb and put blood on the doorposts.
所以为了叫以色列人避免这个灾难呢，他就叫他们把羔羊宰杀了，并且叫他们的血能够涂在门框上面。
Right, so at night when the angel of death comes, it would pass over the home.
所以到晚上的时候呢，当这个至死的天使过来的时候，看见这个血就跳，就越过他们的 这些家。
Right, so they might have thought about or begin to make that connection.
所以我想，他的门徒听到的时候就开始尝试将这两个事情连接在一起。
But maybe they would have thought of Isaiah 53 also.
或许他们也想到了以赛亚书的第五十三章。
Right, this is a chapter that we normally see during Christmas.
我想在圣诞节的时候，我们常常会念到这个经节。
It's a passage you call about the suffering servant.
因为这个经节是讲到受苦的仆人。
Right, so let me read for you verses 5 and 7.
所以我跟大家一起念一下，我跟大家念以赛亚书五十三章第五节和第七节。
It says, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. He was oppressed and he was afflicted.Yet he opened not his mouth, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人的手下无声。他也是这样不开口。
Right, so if they had those two ideas in mind, they would have begin to relate that Jesus was the person that would suffer in order to redeem and reconcile us to God.
所以在他们的思想里面，他们已经想到耶稣可能是那位为着我们受苦并且被杀的那个羔羊。
Now, I'm not sure if they thought of all that, you know, when their master just say, oh, behold the Lamb of God.
所以当他们看到这个约翰说看到神的羔羊，我不知道他们是否对耶稣有了足够的了解。
You know, but I want to point to you their response.
但是我想跟大家说的是他们有了回应。
Right, if you look at verse 37, it says they stopped following John and they started following Jesus.
所以大家看到在37节的时候，他们不再跟从约翰，而是跟从了耶稣。
Right, but to be fair to these disciples, John has always said, I'm not the one.
但是公平的说的话，其实约翰他常常对着门徒说，我并不是基督。
Right, he says, I'm not even worthy to untie the sandals of the one to come.
我甚至不配为着那要来的那一位为他解鞋带。
So John's disciples actually knew exactly what he has been teaching them.
所以他的门徒其实知道约翰跟他教导的，平常跟他教导的这些话。
But if you read the gospel, you'll see that it took the disciples 3+ years to really understand who it was that they were following.
所以如果我们看福音书的话，我们就知道说，主的门徒花了超过三年的时间来认识他。
Right, they didn't really understand until he died and was resurrected that they knew who they were following.
他们并不了解耶稣，直到耶稣死了并且复活，他们才晓得他跟从的人是谁。
Right, but the first point I would say what it means to follow Jesus is that there should be a change in the direction of our lives.
所以我这边想说的第一件事情，跟随耶稣所要求的就是要我们能够转变我们的方向。
Right, so sort of like these disciples, they didn't really understand, but they began to follow Jesus and not John.
所以就像这些门徒一样，他们一开始并不知道跟从的是谁，但他们选择不再跟从约翰，而跟从了耶稣。
Right, and so I think for all of us, you know, who've experienced God, we've sort of had similar experiences.
所以我们中间，当我们跟从神的时候，我想我们也有相同的经历。
You know, we begin to realize that we're not living for ourselves anymore. We're living for God.
所以我们就开始知道说，我们不再为着自己而活，而是为着神而活。
You know, and an example I would give you from is Luke 19, Zacchaeus.
其中有一个例子，我想跟大家分享的是路加福音十九章讲到这个撒该。
Right, so Zacchaeus was in Luke 19, he's the chief tax collector.
我们知道在路加福音十九章里面讲到这个撒该，他是一个税吏长。
Right, he's Jewish, actually.
他是犹太人。
You know, so the Romans, they would actually employ Jewish people to collect taxes from Jewish people.
所以当时的罗马政府，他们其实会请这个犹太人能够为他们征收这个税。
Right, and a lot of them would abuse their position. They would get rich.
很多人其实是很指责他们这样的犹太人，因为他们从犹太人身上征税。
And the tax collectors were hated by the people.
所以这个税吏是被当时的人所恨恶的。
And so in Luke 19, Zacchaeus finds out that Jesus is coming into his town.
所以在路加福音十九章里面讲到撒该知道耶稣会经过他们的城镇的时候。
And you, if you remember, you know, the Bible describes him as a short man.
所以大家如果还记得的话，在圣经里面讲到这个撒该，他个子很矮。
Right? And so he anticipates where Jesus is going to come in from.
所以他, 大概能够猜测到耶稣会从哪里经过。
You know, so he climbs on a tree to see everything, right?
所以他只好就爬到树上面去看将要发生的事情。
And the story goes, when Jesus comes and is at the bottom of the tree,
所以当耶稣经过的时候来到这个树下,
why he looks up and says, Zacchaeus, come down, I need to go to your house.
他就抬头看见撒该说, 撒该下来, 我今天要住在你家。
And so at Zacchaeus' house, Zacchaeus makes two proclamations.
所以在这边其实撒该他有两个问题。
Right, he says first, I will give half of my wealth to the poor.
他应许说他会把他一半的财产捐给穷人。
And he says, those that I have cheated, I'm going to repay fourfold.
这些我曾经从他们身上勒索出来的，我会事倍偿还。
So you think about this man who lived for money.
所以你可以想象到这些人，他们为着金钱而活。
Right, he hurt people in order to get rich.
因为他必须要通过伤害别人，让自己变得富有。
Right, he was driven. He was so driven by money. That's all he thought about.
因为他是金钱导向的，所以他这是他脑袋里面所常想的。
But in the short time that he spent with Jesus, he changed.
但是在这短暂的时间里面，他遇见了耶稣，他就改变了。
Right, he realized that it's not about living for money anymore. He wanted to live his life for God.
因为他意识到，再也不是为着金钱而活，乃是要为着神而活。
And I think that's part of what I hope you'll kind of look into in your own life.
我想这也是我所盼望弟兄姊妹能够在自己的生活当中看见的。
You know, honestly ask yourself, what are you living for?
所以我想问大家自己一个问题，我到底
Who are you living for?
我到底是活着为什么? 我是为谁而活?
Right, is it for your parents?
是为着你的父母吗?
Is it for you?
为了你自己?
You know, is it for your girlfriend or boyfriend?
还是为着你的男朋友或者女朋友?
Or your spouse, right, husband or wife?
或者为着你的妻子, 为着你的先生?
You know, where is God in that picture?
神到底在这里面是占着怎样的地位呢?
You know, so I think Zacchaeus gives us a picture of this complete change in the direction of a person's life.
所以撒该的故事叫我们看见一个人在他的生命里面发生一个完全的转变。
And I don't know how familiar you are with this author. There's this author named Oz Guinness. He wrote a book called The Call.
我不知道我们中间对这个Oz Guinness，我们有多少人会了解他，但在他的一本书里面叫做《呼召》里面。
But I like this quote, so I want to read it for you. It says, our primary calling as followers of Christ is by him, to him, and for him. First and foremost, we are called to someone and not to something. So we can just translate that first part.
Okay, so 我想跟大家念一下他其中所说的一部分的话。他说，我们的主要呼召成为基督的跟从者，乃是因着他，向着他，为着他。 首先也是最重要的，我们是被那呼召者呼召，而不是被某个东西呼召。
Right, and then the second part is our secondary calling, considering who God is as sovereign, is that everyone, everywhere, and in everything should think, speak, live, and act entirely for Him.
其次我们要思想到神是那位掌权的。 每一个人，每个地方，每一件事，所有的思想、言语、生活、行事，都要为着他。
Right, it says everyone, everywhere, and everything should think, speak, and live and act entirely for him.
他乃是说到每一个人、每个地方、每件事、所有的思想、言语、生活和行事都要为着他。
Right, and that's, I think that's first and foremost what it means for us to follow God. It's living our lives for God, not for ourselves anymore.
所以我想最重要就是我们看到说我们的生活是为着神而不是为着自己。
Now let's kind of look at what exactly does that mean, right? Why, you know, maybe the question should be, why should I do that?
所以我们会问到一个问题，这到底是什么意思呢？为什么我要做这些事情为了神呢？
And so for that, I want to look at the next couple of verses.
所以接下来我想跟大家念几处的经节。
Right, and so what you see here is that these two disciples of John, they start following Jesus.
所以我们看到这个。 施洗约翰的两个门徒呢，开始跟从了耶稣。
Right, and so Jesus notices, right? He looks back. He's like, oh, there's two more people following me.
所以当耶稣看见了，他其实自己知道，哎，我后面还有两个人又要来跟从我了。
And I like the NIV translation. He asked them the question, like, what do you want?
所以在这个新国际版里面，他的翻译是说，你们要什么？
Right, but it's interesting how they answer that question.
但是他们是怎么回答呢？很有意思。
Right, they say, where are you staying?
他们说，拉比在哪里住？
And then Jesus says, well, come and you will see.
耶稣说，你们来看。
And I think in this short interaction, right, I think it highlights, I would say, actually one of the most important points of what it means to follow Jesus.
所以在这个简短的交流里面，我想我们看到一个跟随耶稣很重要的一个点。如果它不是最重要的话。
Now, I want to sort of break down the, sort of this conversation a little bit.
所以我想把这个对话把它拆开来看的话。
You know, I think these Jewish, these disciples could have answered the question.
我想他们两个门徒其实可以回答耶稣的这个问题。
Right, because back then the Jewish people were thinking that the Messiah would do one thing.
因为在那个时候，这个犹太人其实脑袋里面他所想到的是这个神所应许的弥赛亚，他会为他们做一件事情。
They thought the Messiah was going to deliver them from the Roman government.
因为他觉得说会弥赛亚会将以色列百姓从罗马的政权里面解救出来。
That the Messiah would be this political figure that would restore the kingdom of Israel.
所以他想到了弥赛亚是一个政治人物，叫他们重新得国。
Right. So even after Jesus died and was resurrected, that was still the one question in their mind.
所以即使耶稣死了以后并且复活，这仍然是他们脑袋中里面所思想的。
Right. So in Acts 1:6, it says this: "says Lord, they asked Jesus, like, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel?"
所以在使徒行传一章六节里面，门徒仍然问耶稣说：“主啊，你德国复兴以色列国是在这个时候吗？”
Right? They didn't ask, you know, how was the other side?
他们并没有问到另外一面。
Right? They're like, well, when are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel?
他是问的是你什么时候能够复兴以色列国呢？
Right? So it's, but if I were to kind of sum up the conversation, the important points.
所以如果把他们交流的这些，我把他们总结一下呢？
Right? I would say what they were asking Jesus is, Lord, wherever you're going to be, that's where I want to be.
所以他们其实想要问的是，主啊，你要去的地方我也要去。
Right, I think that's at the heart of what it means to follow Jesus is having the attitude of God, wherever you're going to be, that's where I want to be.
我想他这里面最重要的一个点是说，主啊，你在哪里，我也要与你同住。
Right, and I'll kind of break that down a little bit more, but I want to just actually take a pause right now.
我当然可以在里面继续拆下去，但是我想我们先暂停一下。
But the truth is, I don't know where your journey is with God.
事实上我可能不太知道你在跟随神的这条道路上面你在哪里。
Well, I don't know if you're a seeker. Maybe you're wondering, is this all true?
我想我们中间可能会有一些仍然是慕道者。
Well, maybe some of you are new, right? You're new to Christ and you're beginning to make changes your life, you know, to follow him.
或许我们中间可能有一些是刚刚接受耶稣的，你刚刚在你的生命当中产生一些转变。
You know, but for some of you, maybe you've walked with God a long time.
或许我们中间也有很多人已经跟着神跟随了一段的日子。
But I want you to imagine God turning around today and asking you, what do you want?
但是请大家想象一下，如果这个时候耶稣转身问你一件事情，说你想要什么？
Right, what do you want from God?
你到底要从神身上得着什么呢？
Right, because how you answer that question, well, the answer of that question will basically shape, you know, how you follow him.
因为你对这个问题的回答会塑造你怎样跟随神。
Right, so example is maybe you're not a believer today.
举个例子来说，如果今天你不是一个信主的。
Right, and your answer is I don't want you.
所以你的回答可能说我根本就不要你。
Well, I want to be my own God.
我想要成为我自己的神。
But do you know how tiring it is to be your own God?
但是你知道成为自己的神是一件多么累人的事情。
Right, because there's always something more to do.
因为你总会找到更多的事情要做。
Right, you're never at peace if you're your own God.
如果你是自己的神的话，你永远找不到平安。
Maybe for some of you, your answer is, I want to be successful.
或许我们中间有一些的人回答说，我想要成功。
Right, I want to get good grades, I want to have a good job.
我想要拿到好的成绩，我想要拿到一个好的工作。
Right, I want that American dream to be able to do what I want to do when I want to do it.
我想要成就我的美国梦想，我想要在我想要做某事的时候，
right,
我就可以做某事。
If that is your answer, think about how you will pray.
所以如果这个是你的回答的话，那么想想看你平常会怎样祷告。
Right, your answer will shape, you know, how you sort of follow God.
因为你的回答将会塑造你怎样来跟随神。
And maybe for some of you, you're a little more spiritual.
我们中间可能会有一些人更加的属灵。
Right, and you're saying, oh God, I want you to help me to be a better person.
你的祷告可能会说，神啊，我希望你帮助我能够让我成为一个更好的人。
But I think the Pharisees are sort of like that. They just wanted to be better people.
但是我想法利赛人也是这样的，他们只是想要成为一个更好的人。
They wanted to be good in their own eyes.
他想要在自己的眼中成为一个好人。
Right, they wanted to earn their own salvation.
因为他们想要拿到自己的救赎。
But I want to give you what I believe is the Bible's answer.
但是我想我跟大家分享的是，我认为圣经中的回答。
But, you know, a lot of times you're like, oh, there is no right answer. I think there is a right answer.
很多时候我们可能会说，其实并没有一个标准答案，但其实这里面有一个正确答案。
And this comes from Psalm 73, verse 25-26.
这个是从诗篇二十三篇二十五到二十六节。
七十三篇 ，Psalm 73。
诗篇七十三篇。
Yeah, verse 25 and 26. It says, "Whom have I in heaven but you? Right, there is nothing on earth I desire beside you. Right, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever."
二十四节、二十五节、二十六节。除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
Right, the answer is you should want God. That's the right answer.
所以我们的回答应该是说，我想要神，这应该是我们的回答。
Right, but I think a lot of us we want the blessings of God, the goodness of God.
但是许多时候，我想我们其实要的是神的祝福，神的好。
Right, not God Himself.
而不是神的自己。
And another example I would give you is from Luke 10.
我想另外一个例子是在路加福音第十章。
Right, that's the story of Mary and Martha.
这边是讲到玛利亚和马大的故事。
Right, so Jesus comes into the town, goes to their home.
所以耶稣来到他们的城镇，就住到他们的家里面。
And you know, Martha goes into like this Asian woman mode.
所以这个马大他就开始进入一个这个亚洲女性的一个角色。
She's like cooking, cleaning, probably telling the neighbors about who's at their house.
所以他就开始煮饭啊，然后清扫啊，告诉这个邻居谁到我家了。
And all the time, Mary just sitting at Jesus' feet.
但是在这段时间里面，玛利亚却来到耶稣的脚前。
And so Martha gets very frustrated.
所以马大他就开始十分的沮丧。
Right, and so Martha goes to Jesus and says, "Tell my sister to come and help me."
所以他就来到耶稣面前说，请你叫我的姐妹过来帮助我。
Right, so she must be thinking, "I'm doing all this for you, Jesus. You know, get me some help."
所以玛利亚她可能在想，嘿，我所做的这些事情都是为了你啊，耶稣，请你叫玛利亚过来帮忙。
But this is what Jesus says to Martha.
但是耶稣却这样对玛大说
：He says, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her."
这边是耶稣对他所讲的话，他说：“玛大，玛大，你为许多的事思虑烦恼，但是那不可少的只有一件。”玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
Right, so what it means for us to follow Jesus is to be where Jesus is going to be.
所以跟随耶稣的意思乃是要在与耶稣同在。
Right, it's to desire Him above everything else.
这就是渴慕神超过其他所有的事情。
And I would say that's really at the heart and the motivation of why we would begin to change.
所以这个也是我们发生改变的这个驱使的这个动力。
You know, so I would encourage you to meditate on that and think about it.
所以我鼓励弟兄姊妹能够思想这段话。
You know, how would you answer God if He asked you, "What do you want from me?"
所以如果神问我们同样问题的话，我们会怎样回答呢？
Now, lastly, I would say that following Jesus has an outward component to it.
最后的话，我想跟大家分享，跟随耶稣它也有一个外在的因素。
And I'm going to use a relatively old TV show to highlight my point.
所以我大概会用一个比较老的一个电视剧来跟大家分享。
The show is called Seinfeld.
这个电视剧叫做《宋飞正传》。
And so in Seinfeld, there's a major character named Elaine.
在《宋飞正传》里面有一个演员叫做 Elaine.
Right, and so she throughout the series, she has an on again off again relationship with a character named David Putty.
所以在这个剧里面呢，他跟一个叫 David Putty 的人有一个时断时续的这个感情的关系。
Right, so early on in this episode, they're together again.
所以在这个剧的一开始的时候呢，他们两个是在一起的。
Right, and so Elaine borrows Putty's car.
所以他就借了他男朋友的车子。
And so if you grew up in the 90s like I did, what's the first thing you do when you buy a car?
所以我想如果你是在90年代出生的话，你可能会知道你第一件事情拿到你的车的时候你会做什么。
Right, you preset the radio stations.
你就开始设置你的这个广播频道。
Right, there's no MP3, there's no streaming music.
因为那个时候没有 MP3, 也没有在手机上面听音乐。
You know, and so when you get to a friend's car, you want to find out what they like to listen, you play with their presets.
所以当你拿到你朋友的车的时候，你第一件事情就是看一下他们在听什么，你就开始设置这个广播频道。
And so Elaine is playing through Putty's car and figuring out all the presets.
所以他就开始在他的车上指指点点去设置他的喜好。
And she realizes a lot of these are religious stations.
然后他发现他里面的频道呢都是关于基督教的。
And so she's thinking in her head, you know, does Putty believe in God?
所以他在他的脑袋里面就会想，哎，这个 Putty 他是有信是信神的吗？
And so later on in the episode when they're alone, she asks him.
所以当他们在一起的时候，在剧情里面就讲到，他就去问他男朋友。
Right, so she asks, you know, Putty, do you believe in God?
他就问他说，哎，你信神吗？
And Putty's like, yeah.
他男朋友说，是啊。
And so she says, oh, so you're very religious then?
他就继续问到说，哦，所以你信仰很深咯。
And then Putty's like, yeah, that's right.
所以他男朋友就说，啊，是啊。
And then she asked I guess what's the question that she always wanted to ask.
所以她接下来就问了一个她一直想要问的问题。
Right, and she asked, so is it a problem that I'm not very religious?
所以她就问她说，哎，那如果我没有信仰的话，这会不会是一个问题？
And then that's when Putty kind of turns to her and looks at her.
所以这个时候她男朋友就对着她看着她说。
And he says, not for me.
这个问题不是我，这个问题跟我没什么问题。
And Elaine's like, why not?
他就说为什么呢？
And Putty says, because I'm not the one going to hell.
但他就回答说，因为下地狱的不是我啊。
Right? So I'm using that as an example because I think a lot of us can be accused of being callous like Putty.
所以我用这个例子呢，是想要跟大家说，我们许多时候，我们也会在同样的情形里面被指责。
Right? There are a lot of people in our lives, whether it's friends, family, coworkers, that don't believe God.
因为在我们的生命当中，我们会遇到很多的朋友、家人、同事，他们其实不信神的。
Right? And if you read your whole Bible, you know where they're going to go.
所以如果你读圣经的话，你知道他们的结局是什么。
You know, and so one of the first things that, and I would say fundamental about what it means to follow Jesus is telling people about Jesus.
所以我想跟随耶稣，其中一个最基本的元素乃是说要宣传我们的主。
Right, if you turn back to the story from today.
所以我们如果继续来看我们今天所读的这个故事的话。
Right, so the disciples had spent the whole day with Jesus.
所以这两个门徒跟耶稣待了一整天的时间。
Right, and Andrew, it tells us here in verse 41, is that the first thing he does when he leaves Jesus is he goes looks for his brother, Simon.
所以我们看到在41节的时候，这个安德烈，当他离开耶稣的时候，他做的第一件事情就是找到他的兄弟西门。
Right, and he tells Simon, we've found the Messiah.
他就告诉西门说，我们遇见了弥赛亚。
Right, and he brings Simon to Jesus, right, the Messiah.
所以他就把西门带到这个弥赛亚面前。
Right, and I think for us, part of what it means for us to follow Jesus is telling people about Jesus.
所以我想跟随耶稣其中一个很重要的事情就是要传讲耶稣。
Right, the same reason that Jesus came into this world, which is to seek and save the lost, is the same reason how we should be living out our lives.
所以这也是同样的一个原因，为什么耶稣来到这个地上。也是同样的原因，我们今天要在地上要怎样的活
？Right, so you know, discipleship and following Jesus isn't just an inward transformation.
所以我们这个门徒训练跟随耶稣，其实不只是我们内在的一个感觉。
Right, it's not just how you feel about you and God.
也不只是说我们跟神对神是一个怎样的感觉。
Right, as long as I'm okay with God, everything I don't care about anyone else.
只要我跟神之间的感觉还 OK 的话，其他人我其实不用管。
No, there's much more than that.
不是的，所要求其实更多。
And part of it, I think, as disciples, we're called to be obedient.
作为神的门徒，其实我们是被呼召要来顺服他的。
You know, in First John, the letter First John, it tells us, you know, what does it mean to love God?
在约翰一书里面，我们看到爱神到底是什么意思呢
？Right, and it tells us there very clearly it's to obey His commandments.
所以我们知道很清楚的，我们需要来顺服他的诫命。
You know, so obedience is a huge part of what it means to be a follower.
所以顺服是做神的跟从者的一个很重要的一个点。
Right, it's not simply what you believe, because if you think about the you know the Gospels tells us the demons believe God.
因为圣经里面也告诉我们说，我们不只是说我们是跟从神的，我相信神的，因为圣经里面讲到，甚至连魔鬼都相信神。
Right, it's obedient to God's word.
所以重要的是说要顺服神。
You know, and Dietrich Bonhoeffer, this really famous German theologian, who died at the hands of the Nazis.
这个有个犹太人非常出名的叫非常出名的，他在纳粹的手下死掉的。
Right, and he wrote a book called The Cost of Discipleship.
他写了一本书叫做门徒的呼召。
And this is kind of what he wrote. He says the response of the disciple is an act of obedience, not a confession of faith in Jesus.
他讲到说门徒的回应是顺服的行动，而不只是对耶稣信仰的一个宣告。
Right, it's not just saying I believe, but it's living it out.
所以不只是说我信神，而是要将它活出来。
You know, and this one definition of discipleship, I really like it. It's from Greg Ogden, another author.
对这个门徒训练他的一个定义呢，我很喜欢这个 Greg Ogden 在他书里面所讲的。
And if I were to sum it up, what he's saying is a disciple is someone who makes disciples.
如果把它总结的说的话，他想要说的就是一个门徒他是应该可以带出其他门徒的。
Right, following God is not just about how you feel.
所以跟随神不只是说我怎样想。
Right, it's being obedient. It's telling people about Jesus.
乃是要顺服神，并且让人向其他人宣讲耶稣。
And the even better thing is bringing this person to Jesus himself.
我想更好的应该是把这个人带到耶稣面前。
Right, sort of what Andrew does here and bring his brother to Jesus.
就像安德烈在这边所行的，把他的兄弟带到耶稣面前。
You know, so to just kind of sum it up, by following Jesus involves this.Big transformation, right? We're no longer living for ourselves. That's the first point.
所以总结的说的话，我们跟随耶稣，第一个是讲到我们要有一个很大的改变，要跟随神。
Right, and the second one is to long for him, right? To love him, to be in love with him.
所以第二个应该是要渴慕神，想要与他同住。
And lastly, it's telling people, right? It's telling people about Jesus.
所以最后呢，就是要向人传讲耶稣。
You know, I've been thinking about how to sort of end this sermon.
我在想要怎样结束这一段的讲道呢？
And I was thinking about how do I use Chinese drama.
我尝试着想要用一个中国的一个喜剧。
But I feel like that's a tradition that Americans are catching on now.
但是我想呢，这个可能是传统的美国人。
Yeah, like Chinese people like to binge, right? They just like to watch, like, I don't know, 40 episodes, 2 days. Let's do it.
So I think this Chinese people, when they watch shows, they really like to watch 40 episodes, and then they just
watch it. Right, and you know, sometimes you hear like, oh, this is really good drama, you should try it.
So we sometimes say, hey, this is a really good show, let's watch it.
You know, and so you kind of innocently watch the first episode.
So you maybe very innocently start watching the first one or two episodes.
But it hooks you.
但是他很快就开始抓住你
，right? It grabs you.
他就吸引住你。
And how I want to relate it to the message is that if you really understand what Jesus has done for you,
所以我想说的就是你想想看，耶稣在我们他在我们身上所做的是什么呢
？You know, if you understand that He died, right, for your sins.
如果我们知道说耶稣他为着我们的罪的缘故而死
，You know, He paid the price for your failures, for your iniquities.
他为着我们的过犯付出了代价。
I think you will begin to see that you begin to be lost in this drama.
所以你就会开始感觉到说你已经在这个剧情里面开始迷失了自己。
You know, I think a lot of the stuff I talk today, it's really a result of you understanding this gospel.
所以我想这个其实一个我们对福音的一个了解。
Right, it's not that you do this that you get closer to God.
所以并不是说我做了这件事情，所以我跟神的关系。
Right, it's not you changing the direction of your life. You saying, "Oh, I'm going to love you more," or "I'm going to tell people about it."
所以当我们跟随神的时候，我们改变我们的方向，我们要开始向别人宣讲耶稣。
Right, no, at the heart of it is understanding the gospel.
所以其实不是的，在最重要的在我们的心里面我们要对神的一个了解。
Right, if you understand what Jesus has done, He has paid the price for your sins, then I think then we begin to see those transformation in us.
所以当我们其实当我们真正了解神的时候，我们真正的知道说他为着我们的罪的缘故为我们而死，我们才开始真正了解。
And so I pray for us, brothers and sisters, that we would, you know, grasp that gospel.
所以我为着弟兄姊妹有一个祷告，就是我们真的对这个福音有个了解。
And so let me pray for us.
所以我们一同有个祷告。
Father, it's the gospel is such a simple message.
主啊，你的福音其实是一个很简单的信息。
And yet, Lord, it is something that's based on grace.
主啊, 但是这却是基于恩典的。
Right? It's something that you give us freely.
这乃是你, 给了我们叫,
and because of that, it's so hard for us to really grasp it.
因此我们其实很多时候很难了解它。
You know, we want to work for our salvation.
因为我们常常为着福音想要自己摆上自己的能力。
Right? We want to have control over it.
我们希望对它有自己的控制。
And yet, Lord, if we really understand the gospel,
主啊, 但是如果我们真正了解福音的话,
you know, that you freely pay the price, you know, for our sins.
主啊, 乃是你自己, 为着这个福音付上了代价,
I think then we can begin to follow you.
然后我们才能够真正的来跟随你。
And so, Father, I want to pray that you, through your Holy Spirit, would continue to do that work.
主啊, 我们祷告说, 求你借着圣灵继续在我们身上有这样的工作。
Help us, Lord, to understand and to know and to believe in the gospel.
帮助我们能够真正的去明白并且跟随这样的福音。
You know, that I've been saved by God.
我是被神所救的。
Right, not because I'm worthy, but because you are gracious.
并不是因为我配得, 乃是因着你自己的恩典。
So, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for our time today. In Christ's name we pray.
主啊, 我们谢谢你给我们的时间, 祷告奉主耶稣的名。